Death is embedded in traditional practices within any society. In Roman culture, there were many strict rules regarding the rites of the dead. A Roman funeral was more than just a time to express grief for a loved one. It was an evolving process between the living and the dead. The Romans paid very close attention to this process because they believed if it was not followed correctly, they would not be admitted into the afterlife. In poem 101, Catullus really makes the reader feel present in the moment when he first arrives at his brother's mute ashes, mutam cinerem, which is all that is left of his brother. This can be seen in line 2 through the verb advenio, I arrive, which is in the present active indicative, making the reader feel as though they are standing right beside Catullus as he peers down upon the remains of his brother. Most likely, the first thing that occurred during Catullus's brother's funeral service was the conclamatio, the ritual of the calling on the deceased. The conclamatio, literally translated as a loud shout, is when the name of the deceased is called out 3 times to demonstrate that the person has actually died. In poem 101, Catullus repeatedly inserts the word frater 3 times. Since word order is flexible in Latin, one could argue that Catullus places frater purposely in the middle of the poem. Not only does the repetition of frater signify the tone of the poem, grief, but it also speaks to how Catullus attempts to show his audience what it may have been like to be at an authentic Roman funeral. The conclamatio shows how death not only separates the departed, but how it separates those who are mourning the loss from the living. Like the dead, the mourners would also come to reside in a transitional state between life and death, away from the rest of Roman society. Catullus takes us with him into that grief-stricken isolation. In the last 5 lines, Catullus detaches himself from his brother by characterizing himself as being present in the living world. Romans believed that even though the corpse had left the world of the living, their spirit would still be present among them. In lines 7 and 6, when he asks his brother to take the offerings, it is implied that Catullus actually believes that by giving him these offerings, he can help him as he transitions to the dead. In his famous last line, Atque in perpetuum frater, ave atque vale, and forever, brother, hail and farewell, Catullus is expressing raw emotion. Because of the belief that before Catullus gave his brother his funeral rites, he was neither dead nor alive, but rather in a transitioning period, he had a chance to say hello to him one last time. As the funeral ceremony ends, Catullus's brother will have officially completed his transformation and has the chance to say goodbye one last time. I will now read my translation of Catullus's poem 101, A Final Offering at a Distant Grave. Having been carried through many nations and through many seas, I arrive, brother, at these miserable funeral rites, so that I might give you the final gift of death, and to address your mute ashes in vain. Since fortune has taken you yourself from me, alas, poor brother, taken undeservingly from me, now, in the meantime, nevertheless, receive these things, which in the ancient custom of ancestors were handed down as a sad gift for the funeral rites, dripping much with brotherly tears, and forever, brother, hello and goodbye. And now I will read Catullus 101 in Latin. Multas per gentes et multa per aeque ora vectus. Ad venias miseras, frater ad inferias. Ut te postremo donarem munere mortis, et mutam nequiquam a lo querer cinerem, quando quidem fortuna mihi te abstulit ipsum, heu misere indigne, frater adem te mihi, nunc tamen interiaic, haec prisco quae more parentum, tratiditas sunt tristi, munere ad inferias, occipe fraterno, multa manantia fletu, ad quin perpetuum frater, ave atque vale.